When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So let's see if we can get a little assistance for Bethany.
Okay.
Actually, for Joy. Hey, guys, I'm in a really sticky situation.
Did you just out her? Because that's a fake name.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay, all right. No. I just wanted to make sure.
Bethany's another issue later.
Oh, all right.
No, this is Joy in quotes. So again, not her real name. Hey, guys, really in a sticky situation. Not sure if there's a way to keep everyone happy. My only nephew is having his graduation party the same day as Father's Day. My sister's throwing the party at their place, which is over 3 hours away from us. She's my only sibling. He's their only child. They're my entire extended family. Now, I really think my husband and I should be there for the party because you graduate from high school once. But my husband has kind of put his foot down because he says every year on Father's Day, he gets the shaft. Mm. Last year, we traveled to watch our son play in an out-of-town baseball tournament. The year before that, we traveled to watch our daughter play in an out-of-town soccer tournament. He thinks he should have the final say for any trips on Father's Day weekend.
Okay.
Doesn't help that he doesn't really enjoy my sister or her husband.
Okay.
How should I handle this one?
I say you do a solid for your husband on Father's Day.
Skip the graduation party?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Hmm. I understand his plight, right? I have been to basketball tournaments on Mother's Day as well. I get it. But we still like celebrated a little in the morning, and you can have another day to like celebrate Father's Day if they're not going to be able to do it that weekend. I feel like you can move that. You can't move a graduation.
Send them a check. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Yep. That's what I say.
That's what you say? Send him a check. Can't be there.
Yeah, I mean,
only nephew.
If it's one of those things where it's every year and he brings it up and it's like every year something. And yes, I realize Father's Day is just an arbitrary day that's pulled out of the sky that you can celebrate whenever. But, you know, maybe it's time that you just pay attention to your husband for once. And it's an opportunity to just say, yeah, all right, we'll do what you want to do this year. And yeah, do that.
You don't get to get the nephew's graduation back, though.
I know.
Oh, wow. That is unexpected. Hey, that's kind of savage.
Sometimes difficult decisions need to be made, Kelly.
Really?
She obviously came to us because she can't make it, so I'm helping her.
See, Missy says there's only one high school graduation. The dad will have to go suck it up.
Nope.
Eve from LJ, you don't skip the graduation. You go by yourself, give your husband a ticket for some kind of Father's Day event at a basketball game or a football game or something. Tell him it's your treat. Take a buddy. Enjoy Father's Day.
He doesn't want to. He wants to do something with the family. He always feels like he's getting the shaft. So don't say, yeah, sorry, you're going to get the shaft again this year.
Jasmine's not agreeing. Go to the party. Make it a long weekend. Do something he wants, but don't skip the party.
Nope. I say skip the party. Do what he wants.
Oh, Ray, tell him he can do whatever he wants. Mom goes to the
party.
That's
right. Well, yeah.
Everyone that's saying like split up, that's not going to make dad happy either.
502-795-1997. I don't know. You can always comment on Facebook as well. We'll get that up there at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, if you've got a suggestion right now, Kelly and I are differing on this.
Well, yeah, everyone who's saying there are a lot of people saying you just go to the graduation party, but he doesn't have to. But then that's not really solving the problem,
right?
Because
he wants to spend time
with the family for Father's Day.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kim's like, tell the husband to grow up. Ooh.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. He has taken second fiddle. He has taken a back seat for several years. It's time to just say, all right, this is your opportunity.
But does it have to fall on that day? Or can we say, you know what, let's have a delayed or an early Father's Day? Well, we can't have an early, but have a delayed Father's Day celebration.
If he's putting so much value in the actual Father's Day, then no, I don't think you can do it on a different day.
Wow.
I think you do it that weekend and it's that.
I did not expect you to take the stance.
Ah, well, you know
so
what?
Firmly.
Sometimes strong opinions need to be said on this show, Kelly.
Oh, wow. Another text. I agree with Ben. You should listen to what the husband is expressing. Lisa, wouldn't this be the last year the nephew is going to be the center of attention? Suck it up for another year, Dad. Mom gets the shaft all the time. Ooh.
You know what? Does the nephew care that you're there?
Well,
it's a nephew.
What does that mean, though? Aren't you close?
Yes, I love my nephew and my niece and all of them.
Are you going to miss their graduations if they fall on Father's Day?
I don't know. I might. The circumstances may come up, and I might.
Really?
Yes, I might miss one.
Oh.
Hasn't happened yet.
Oh.
But I might.
Hopefully they don't listen to the show.
No, no one does. No one in my family ever listens to the show.
Okay, that's probably smart. That's probably smart.
All right, 502-795-1997. Let us know what you think. Group therapy. So Joy, not a real name, is trying to figure out a compromise or figure out what to do between two events, a Father's Day party or honoring Father's Day and a graduation party that's on Father's Day weekend. And
3 hours away.
And we are no help. So far.
Well, no, we're completely divided on this. Now, it's her only nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Her hubby is not a big fan of the sister, I guess, which doesn't help the cause. Kelly says, I agree with Ben. My ex had our daughter's graduation party on Father's Day 2 years ago. Hardly any of her friends showed up because it was Father's Day. Everybody had plans. Father's Day is planned every single year in advance. Everyone knows when it is. They shouldn't have planned the graduation party on that day.
My point is, he feels like he's getting the shaft every year for Father's Day. So let's just do him a solid this year and send a check to the nephew and he'll be fine. Hey, Becca.
I agree with you, Ben. I feel like it's rude for the sister to plan a graduation party on Father's Day weekend. You should have planned around that. I know graduation only comes once, but life is crazy busy. And when you got kids and you're going every direction, I know you can't make everybody happy. But if it were me and my sister missed because of Father's Day, I wouldn't have made it on Father's Day. That's just inconsiderate to your family as well.
That is a really good point, but I don't know if we can cancel it at this point.
Well, you don't cancel, you don't go. You, like Ben said, you just send a check.
Yeah, exactly. The nephew just wants money.
The nephew doesn't care if you're there or not. I mean, the sister might get a little angry, but she'll get over it.
Right.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. All right.
Hey, I've got four kids, and, you know, I wouldn't be upset. I wouldn't plan it for Father's Day weekend or a Mother's Day weekend. You know, sometimes I know you can't get around those things because of other schedules.
And maybe that's the case here. We don't know.
Anyone to be there. Yeah, I wouldn't expect anyone to be there. Miss Father's Day. I would understand that. It's okay.
Yeah. All right.
He doesn't care.
All right, Becca.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your hair looks shiny and bouncy. Appreciate your opinion.
All right.
See ya.
I love how everybody is assuming the nephew's not going to care if you don't show up. I love that. Emily says Father's Day happens every year. Graduation is once. It's her only nephew. Go to the graduation. And isn't Father's Day the same as Mother's Day? Why are we making a big deal out of it? If it's that big of a deal to celebrate Father's Day, do it Saturday, the day before. Also complaining about being at a ball game, at least you're still spending it with your kids.
Amy texts in, why do people keep saying send a check? For God's sakes, Cash App or Venmo. It's 2024.
That is true. That is absolutely true. Now, Rachel says, get a hotel room Saturday night. Make a weekend of it. Like, you don't have to spend the entire weekend at the sisters. You can jet over, make an appearance at the party, but then just kind of have a little out-of-town weekend and go do what you want the rest of the time.
All right. Well, I don't know if we've actually solved your problem or just made it more complicated. That's the risk that you run when you come to us with your group therapy issue. So
I understand his point, but you know, it's the only nephew and you only get one graduation. Like I get it. It's badly timed. It's poorly timed. But I think there's a way that you can still make Dad feel like he's being celebrated, make a little weekend trip out of it, make it a brief appearance at the graduation party, then go do whatever else you want.
If he's on board with that, if he's not, then do what he wants to do.
Okay.
All right. So again, we'll get this posted a little later on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. So you can add your comment there if you weren't able to get through. But yeah, thank you, Joy, for reaching out to us. Sorry we were no help. That is group therapy.